ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಶ್ರಪ್ರಾಯೇಶ ಭದ್ರೇಶು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ. ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಶ್ಚಿಕೀ.
ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 7. ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ ಚ ಅಶೇಷ ದೋಷ ನಿಸದನಂ ಪುರೀಶ ವಿಶೇಷಂ ತದ್ವರ್ಣಗುಣ ನಿರ್ಮಿತಮತಿ ಸುವರ್ಣಂ ಉಪಾದಿಸತಿ ಅಗ್ನಿಕಾಮ ಕಾತುರ ಇವ ಉಲ್ಮುಖಪಿಶಾಚಂ. This is a prose, so we cannot have a meter for it. But there is a procedure for reading the prose. Just repeat after me. Kvachicca shesha dosha nisadhanam Purisha vishesha tadvarna guna nirmita matihi ಸುವರ್ಣ ಉಪಾದಿಶತಿ ಅಗ್ನಿಕಾಮಕಾತರೈವೋಲ್ಮುಖ ಪಿಶಾಚಂ. ಸೊ ಕಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಔಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓಕೆ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್. ಕ್ವಚಿತ್ sometimes, cha, also, asesha, unlimited, dosha, of faults, nisadanam, the source of, purisha, of stool, vishesham, a particular type, tadvarna guna, whose color is the same as that of the mode of passion, reddish, nirmita, nirmita matihi, whose mind is absorbed in that, suvarna, gold, upadishati, desiring to get, agnikama, by the desire for fire, kāturaha, who is troubled, iva, ulmukha, ulmukha pisacham, a phosphorescent light known as willow the wisp, which is sometimes mistaken for a ghost. Translation. Sometimes a living entity is interested in the yellow stool known as gold and runs after it. The gold is a source of material opulence and envy, and it can enable one to afford illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication. Those whose minds are overcome by the modes of passion are attracted by the color of gold. Just as a man suffering from cold in the forest runs after a phosphorescent light in a marshy land, considering it to be fire. Purport. Parikshit Maharaj told Kali Yuga to leave his kingdom immediately and reside in four places: brothels, liquor shops, slaughterhouses and gambling casinos. However, Kali Yuga requested him to give him only one place where these four places are included. And Parikshit Maharaj gave him the place where gold is stored. Gold comprises the four principles of sin, and therefore, according to spiritual life, gold should be avoided as far as possible. If there is gold, there is certainly illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. Because people in the Western world have a great deal of gold, they are victims of these four sins. The color of gold is very glittering, and a materialistic person becomes very much attracted by its gold color. However, this gold is actually a type of stool. A person with a bad liver generally passes yellow stool. The color of this stool attracts a materialistic person, just as the wisp attracts one who needs heat. ओम ज्ञानविरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं ശ്രീരാധാ കൃഷ്ണപാദാന് സഹഗണലിത ശിവിശാഖാൻവിതാംശ്ച ഹേ കൃഷ്ണകരുണാ സിന്ധോ ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപേശ് ഗോപികാ കാന്തരാധാ കാന്തനമോസ്തുതേ തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗിരാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ വാഞ്ചാകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധർ ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാം 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ. സോ വി ആർ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ദ ഫിഫ്ത് കാൻട്ടു ഫോർട്ടീൻ ചാപ്റ്റർ ടെക്സ്റ്റ് നമ്പർ സെവൻ. വി സേസ് ക്വചിത് അശേഷ ദോഷ നിസദനം പുരീഷ വിശദനം തദ്വർണഗുണ നിർമ്മിതമതി സുവർണം ഉപാദിശ്യതി അഗ്നികാമകാതര ഇവോൽമുഖ പിശാചം. ഇറ്റ്സ് എ വെരി ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റിംഗ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ദ ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് എൻജോയ്മെന്റ്. ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് എൻജോയ്മെന്റ് ഈസ് ആക്ച്വലി ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് എൻ എക്സ്പ്ലനേഷൻ ഫോർ ദ പ്രീവിയസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ഫോർ എനി thing which has been spoken in the Vedic literatures, it requires an explanation, it requires a commentary. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the Vedic knowledge in three ways. It is explained in the second canto, 10th chapter, where the 10 subject matters of Bhagavatam are described. Atra sargo visargascha sanam poshanamutaya manmantresha anukata nirodhu muktirashraya. After that, the second verse says in the 10th chapter of the second canto, Dasamascha Vishuddhyartham Navanami Lakshanam Varnayanti Mahatmana Shrutena Arthena Anjasa. Shrutena means direct Vedic sayings. It will be just like a sutra, Yatato Brahma Jigyasa. Or it will be saying, this material world is horrible. One should think of the Lord. Like that, these are known as Shrutena. Shrutena means direct Vedic quotes. The Bhagavatam contains the direct Vedic quotes. And Arthena. So these direct Vedic quotes cannot be understood until unless it is explained. So these direct Vedic codes are explained in a very complicated way, in the sense that they are explained in a allegorical way, arthena, and that is known as arthena. Like there are some stories which are very allegorical and very difficult to understand. So much of upamana, upamayas are given, comparisons are given, and to understand that comparison itself is so difficult. So in the previous chapter, in the discussion between Jadabharat and Raghuna happened, Maharaj Raghuna happened, the conversation was so complicated, though it was arthena, though he was explaining the Vedic concept of the difference between body and soul, though he would explain, in that explanation itself was so difficult. That is why at the end of the previous chapter, Parikshit Maharaj tells Sukadeva Goswami, he says, Sukadeva Goswami, Yaha iha bahuvida mahabhagavata toya abhidaha prokshena vachasaha jiva loka badavadaha saha arya sahi arya manishayaha. He says, the whatever has been explained in the previous chapter, that is chapter 13 chapter, it is sa eva hi, that is only meant for Arya Manishayaha. Arya Manishaya means those who are very, very advanced in culture, Arya. Manishaya means those who are very intelligent. Only those who are very advanced in culture and those who have got lot of intelligence, great intelligence, only they can understand. Arya Manishaya Kalpita Vishaya. Kalpita Vishaya. Only they can imagine, they can understand whatever you are told. So especially the 13th chapter, it is very difficult to understand. Why? Because especially in the age of Kali, neither we are Aryas nor there is Manishaya, no, neither there is intelligence. That is why Vyasa says in the Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, they say, Prayanalpaisha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yugejana Manda Sumandamatayo Mandabhagya Upadrutaha. While explaining about the disqualification of the people in the age of Kali, the sages of Naimisharanya tell Sukadeva Goswami, O Sutta Goswami, when you are narrating the answers to the questions what we are asking, please keep in mind who the audience are. The audience are Alpayusha Sabhya Kalavaspinagejana Manda Sumandamato Vandabhagya Upadrutha. So depending on keeping these audience in mind, speak Bhagavatam. That is why we request you, Tatra Tatranjasa Yushman Bhavatadid Vinishchitam Pumsamekanta Shriyas Tanna Samshitamharasi. That is why they use this word Anjasa. Anjasa means, please explain the subject matter in such a way that it is easily understandable for people, especially people in the age of Kali. So that is a speciality of Bhagavatam. That is why the Bhagavatam has been established as complete by Srila Jiva Goswami in the Tattva Sandarbhas, because he says, no other scripture explains the subject matter in all the three different ways. In all the three different ways, like a master would instruct the servant, a friend would tell a friend, and a lover would tell the beloved. And the Bhagavatam explains in all the three different ways. The master would say, you see, you should do this. But how many people are so surrendered and intelligent to understand the importance, the instruction given by the master? So they would not accept. Like a friend would tell a friend, sir, please do it. It will be nice. Still people would not understand in the age of Kali. Then you require actually a person who can speak like a lover would speak to a beloved. Isn't it? It's like a sweet quoted words and very nicely explaining. And that is how Bhagavatam explains in all the three different ways. Shrutena, Arthena, Anjasa. Now in the 13th chapter, the seed thing of the subject matter between Sir Raghuna and Jadabharat was that body and soul, the distinction between body and soul. How the soul is eternal, body is temporary, and the distinctions we find in this world is different is because of the body concept of life. So this is actually Shruti. And then they have explained as Arthena in the 13th chapter. But now Sukadeva Goswami, he clearly says, and further he says, Arya Manisha Kalpita Vishayo And he further says, kalpita vishaya na anjasa. Until unless you explain this subject matter in anjasa. Anjasa means very easily understandable for people. Nobody can understand what you are told. It is only for people who are well advanced in culture and intelligence. But we in the age of Kali are not so. That is why please elaborate the subject matter. Please elaborate the subject matter. Now what is that subject matter, especially in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam? Fifth canto of Bhagavatam, though it talks about many subject matters, but the primary subject matter of the fifth canto of Bhagavatam is sthanam. Atra sarga visarga sthanam is the subject matter of fifth canto of Bhagavatam. The sixth canto is a portionam. Now what is the meaning of sthanam? While explaining sthanam in the second canto, 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sthanam word has been explained as a sthiti. Sthitir vaikunta vijayaha, poshanam tadanagrahat. Sthitir vaikunta vijayaha. So what is the meaning of vaikunta vijayaha? One of the names of Krishna is vaikunta. So what is the meaning of vaikunta vijayaha? Krishna is always victorious. Now, how does Krishna prove his victory by describing the sthanam? How Krishna's victory has been described in the 5th canto of Bhagavatam? Sthitir vaikunta vijayaha. The sthana or sthiti has been described as vaikunta vijaya. Now, by explaining this particular subject matter of how the description of this material world is actually a description of Krishna, Krishna's glory. And that has been explained in two different ways. One is how Krishna, he controls this material world, control in the sense that he creates, maintains and destroys. So he creates, maintains and destroys this world, and that is how he becomes victorious over this world. And also he gives the opportunity for all the living entities to try to enjoy. And then he gives a great opportunity. Oh, you want to be victorious over this material world? You want to be victorious over Maya and get enjoyment? Try out. Try hard. And ultimately when the living entity gets completely frustrated, and that is the victory of the Supreme Lord. The frustration of the living entity in the material world, with that frustration when the living entity comes and surrendered to Krishna, that is the victory of the Supreme Lord. That is why it has been explained as sthitir vaikunta vijayaha. That's how we should understand, whenever things don't happen according to our wish in this world, we should understand it is the victory of the Supreme Lord. He has designed this world in such a way that nothing happens according to your wish. Whenever we don't get something which we want, we should understand that Krishna is victorious. Sthitir vaikunta vijayaha. So a devotee who knows perfectly well the nature of this material world is sthitir vaikunta vijayaha, he knows even in defeat, in my defeat there is Krishna's victory. So that is the devotee's consciousness. So that is why the fifth canto, the study of fifth canto is very important, where it shows that how karunyam tatkriya, this world is actually the mercy of the Supreme Lord. How is the mercy of the Supreme Lord? Somebody may think, it is so horrible. How it is the mercy of the Supreme Lord? Yes. This horror show which Krishna is showing us to this material world is actually the mercy of the Supreme Lord, because he is proving to us the point that I am always victorious, you should surrender to me. And those who are not very intelligent, they cannot understand the nature of this material world. And that is why Parikshit Maharaj is specifically requesting Sukadeva Goswami in this 5th canto, 13th chapter, last verse, please tell this subject matter in such a way that even those who are samaveta anukalpena, by giving the direct meaning, please explain to those who are also not very intelligent. Avyutapanna loka. Avyutapanna loka means those who are very much dull-headed, those who cannot understand, for their sake also, please speak this subject matter. And that is how this is the context of this particular chapter. Now let us see what is the context of this particular verse, 7th verse. The 7th verse, the subject matter which has been explained here is nothing but an explanation for the 3rd verse in the previous chapter. The 3rd verse in the previous chapter, that is the conversations between Rahuguna, conversations with Jadabharata. In the 3rd verse it has been explained that kvachit kvachit chashu చాశ్రుర్ ఆశ్రు రయ ఉల్ముఖ గ్రహణం. లైక్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ హౌ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ వుడ్ గో టు ఎ ఫారెస్ట్. సో ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ హీ విల్ సీ అండ్ దెన్ సీ, ఓ ఐ గాట్ వన్ మోర్ ఫ్రెండ్ హియర్. అండ్ హూ ఇస్ దట్ ఫ్రెండ్? హీ జస్ట్ సీ సమ్ లైట్, దట్స్ ఆల్. సో ఇట్ హస్ బీన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ హౌ దిస్ మర్చెంట్ హూ హెస్ గాన్ టు దిస్ ఫారెస్ట్ టు గెట్ సమ్ మనీ ఆర్ గెట్ సమ్ వెల్త్ or get some objects so that he can come back and then sell it and make more money. So out of greed and so much of desire, he went to the forest. In that forest, this merchant, he thinks that this light which has been seen is my friend. That is what is explained, or this is what has been told. But it is very difficult to understand what is this light, what is this merchant, what does the light indicate, and why he is going after this. Very difficult to understand. The same point which is there mentioned in the third verse of the previous chapter is elaborately explained in this particular verse. So let us see what is the meaning of this particular verse. The first one, it says, explain, Kvachitcha ashesha dosha nisadanam purisha vishesham tat varana guna nirmita matihi. So now word nirmitamatihi has been used here. So what is the meaning of the word nirmitamatihi? Whose mind is made up of? Actually the mind here, mati, refers to consciousness, means whose consciousness is so. In other sense, a person's consciousness which is full of passion and ignorance, what does he do? Kvachit, sometimes, what happens? Asesha dosha nisadanam. He gets attracted to a thing which is asesha dosha nisadhanam. Asesha means unlimited. Unlimited faults. Nisadhanam means actually it is the source of all the faults. What does speak of unlimited? It is the mine of all the faults. Asesha dosha nisadhanam. So this person's mind, the materialistic person who has gone to this forest of enjoyment, this person's mind is completely attracted to this asesha dosha nisadhanam. And what is that asesha dosha nishadhanam? It is the gold. Now that light which has been expressed in the previous chapter, it is nothing but the gold. Now gold has been described as asesha dosha nishadhanam. And first we should understand what is this gold. Gold doesn't just mean the metal gold here. It has got the peripheral meaning of the word gold is that metal gold. But the internal meaning of the word gold is others' wealth. Chanak Pandit clearly says, Matravat paradhareshu, loshravat paradavyeshu, paradavyeshu cha loshravat, atmavat sarabhuteshu, yaha paschati sa pandita. So the pandita doesn't consider just the metal gold to be gold. He considers actually the gold of others or any other's property that is actually gold. Now everybody is after gold, that actually means everybody is after others' property. So any other's property is considered to be gold. And gold is what? Ashesha dosha nishadhanam. It is full of faults. Now Srila Prabhupada explains how this gold is full of faults. And he refers to Parikshit Maharaj's conversation with Kali, when Parikshit Maharaj chastised Kali. And Parikshit Maharaj went, the Kali became very much surrendered. And Parikshit Maharaj told, get out of this my kingdom. Then Kali told, Kali Yuga started, I have come here. Then if you are driving me out, where will I stay? Then Parikshit Maharaj says, okay, every citizen has to be given a place. You are also a citizen of the country. So I will give you a place. Wherever there are brothels, wherever there are liquor shops, wherever there are slaughterhouses, wherever gambling places, that means wherever these four regulative principles are broken, wherever intoxication happens, wherever illicit sex happens, wherever meat eating happens, wherever gambling happens, these four principles we all know very well. Wherever these four principles are broken, you can go and stay there. Now, Kali Yuga became very much perturbed. Okay, now where will I stay? Because in your country, there is no opportunity for these four things. Then Parikshit Maharaj told, okay, I know these four sinful activities are not going on in my country. So if I give you a place where these things are there, you can stay. That means there is no place for you to stay. So you can stay wherever the gold is there. So then Kali Yuga entered gold. The personification of Kali entered gold. Now gold is considered to be the most valued item in this world, which can be disposed of, you can make it into, encash it in anywhere, any place, any time. But still, it is considered to be the residing place of Kali. Now here, we would like to mention a small point. There are so many so-called Bhagavat Katakars who say that this Kali entered gold. And which gold did this Kali enter? It entered the helmet or the mukut of Parikshit Maharaj. But that is totally wrong. So they say, this Kali Yuga entered Parikshit Maharaj's crown. And that is why he did this mischief of putting the snake on as a garland to the Rishi. But the Vaishnava Acharyas or Sampradaya Gaudiya Acharyas, they have completely rejected this idea. Because who is Parikshit Maharaj? Parikshit Maharaj has been addressed as Vishnu Ratam, one who is protected by Vishnu right from birth till at the time when he left his body. Till that, even both the situations, Parikshit Maharaj is protected. And how can Kali enter such a person? Parikshit Maharaj was definitely king. And when he went to the when he was having a conversation with Kali, he was having a golden helmet on his head. He was having the golden crown on his head. So some people say, this Kali Yuga entered this helmet, entered the crown of Parikshit Maharaj. But it is not so. So in Parikshit Maharaj, when he is having this golden helmet or golden crown, that Kali Yuga did not enter him. Kali Yuga entered at those places, at that gold, which is actually not used in Krishna service, which is actually not being used in a proper way. And that is where this Kali Yuga entered. It has not entered the Parikshit Maharaj's crown. That is to be understood. Now Prabhupada further says, gold is a source of all sinful activities. And he gives the example of the Western world. In the Western world, there is so much of gold. People are having gold. And that is the reason there is so much of sinful activity. But even we consider in the Vedic tradition, the temples have got lot of gold. Recently we had this Padmanabha Swami temple. It has so much of gold. It's the place of the Lord. Why gold is there? That means Kali Yuga must be there. No, there Kali Yuga is not there. Whenever the gold and the property or the money or the thing is used in Krishna's service, there in that gold Kali Yuga is not there. Wherever the gold is used for sense gratification, that becomes a source of all problems. That is why the wealth is the cause of all problem. Wealth which has been accumulated for sense gratification is the cause of problem. Cause of Kali. Kali means what? Age of quarrel. Everybody is fighting, everybody is quarreling for what? Wealth. That is why the best use of wealth is only in Krishna service. That is why this gold has been described as asesha dosha nisadanam. It is full of so much of faults that it cannot be even counted. All the faults actually come from wealth. If there is no wealth, there is no question of any sense gratification, there is no question of any desire for accomplishing the desire of sense gratification. So, there is no problem. No wealth, no problem. No gold, no problem. Now, these days we find there is no practical transaction of gold also. Now, the wealth is measured actually on the gold. And gold has become the regulatory thing by which you can print your money or the paper currency what you have. The paper currency what we have is nothing but gold. That is why it is mentioned here. I promise the bearer to give the worth of say 100 rupees. Worth of 100 rupees over 100 rupees worth of gold I would give you. So the entire currency which is printed now, it is actually based on gold. And so much of gold trading is going on. It is all nothing but age of Kali. It is nothing but the age of quarrel. So why? Because this is asesha dosha nishadanam. It is not one or two defects, asesha. It is unlimited doshas. Unlimited, you name a problem in this world, it is because of gold and it is because of the currency which has been published or based on this gold, which is more worst. Earlier, people were not having so much a problem, even though they had gold. Because they used to transact gold. Suppose somebody has gold. he had to buy something, he used to really give the gold and then take that particular thing. By giving, things become purified. That is the law of, that is a Vedic law. Suppose you possess something and we have some attachment for that. The only way to purify the object and also to purify the consciousness which is there in the object, our consciousness which is there in the object, that attachment, the only way is to give. So whenever, earlier they used to be having, they were having transactions, they used to purchase something, they used to give gold and then purchase the object. By that way, what used to happen? There was purification of the consciousness, purification of the object, purification of the gold, because he is giving up the gold. Because it is like stool, which is described further. So by giving, or when you pay something, now you are not giving gold, actually you are giving some paper. So by doing so, you are still not purified. So it's a little bit technical about the Vedic economics that we will not deal much about it. But the point is, Prabhupada always referred that there should be a transaction of real gold when you buy something. Because of this paper currency, the situation which is ashesha dosha nishadanam has become more worse these days. So going further, kvachicha ashesha dosha nishadanam puisha, this tool vishesham tadvarna guna. Now this gold is what color? This gold is yellow in color. Actually it is reddish. It is seems to be yellow, but in its original form gold is reddish in color. It seems to be yellow because of a mixture of some other items. The original color of gold is, it is a very special kind of red. You cannot have real pure gold. You had to add some mercury, you had to add something to make it really solid. So that people can carry it. That is why he uses 22 carat, 24 carat. There is a mixture in it. That is why it seems to be yellow. But actually the real color of gold is a reddish yellow kind of thing. Very special. So, but that has been described as Purisha, as stool. And Srila Prabhupada says at many places, this is yellow stool. This gold is yellow stool. And when somebody puts gold on their body, and then they think, oh, I am so beautiful. Just imagine how foolish it is. How can anybody's beauty increase by putting stool on their body? But still, according to the Vedic custom, whenever a girl gets married, lot of gold is transacted, lot of gold is given, lot of gold ornaments are decorated. Sometimes Prabhupada told that there is nothing wrong when young ladies, they wear gold and ornaments, they go around. So, but the Vedic culture gives lot of importance to gold, and the wealth is, if somebody is having gold, that is considered wealth. Now these days, if somebody has got a flat or a car, it is considered wealth. And car means it is just iron. And now this iron has been considered to be more important than gold. Nobody has gold these days. Real gold is not there. And they have some tin and some concrete and some stones. They consider to be more wealthy than gold. That is why, even though on the name of economic development is not happening. Even a poor person, I still know in the village, at least he would have 3-4 kilos of gold. I still remember in our childhood, I saw in our village, there's so much of gold. But now you go, not even a piece is available. So gold is considered to be wealth. But at the same time, when that gold is misused or not used in the proper service of the Lord, and that gold is considered to be purisha, it is considered to be as stool. Now this pati, this person who has got this kind of consciousness, who is so attracted to this stool, yellow stool, what happened? Suvarna upadishati, desiring to get that thing. He goes into the forest, desiring to get this gold. As I already explained, here the internal meaning of the gold is what? To get other person's property. To get other's property. Now, everybody in this world, they are all working hard. Why they are working hard? To get something more than what they have. If somebody already is happy with what he has, then he would not work at all. The only reason a person goes for work because he feels I am not satisfied with what I have. So now he wants to be satisfied with what? He wants to be satisfied with what somebody else has. And that is the reason, whatever a person is working hard, why, whatever reason a person is working hard, the only reason is to get some other's property. That means he is working hard to get this yellow stool. So that is why it is explained here, Upadishati, desiring to get it, Agni Kama. Now this Agni Kama. Agni Kama means Agni Iva Kamaha. Desire is okay, because Krishna in the Bhagavatam is explained, that kamasyanendri priti jive labho jivete yavata. Whatever is required for your existence, to desire for that, there is nothing wrong in that. But this desire is Agni Kama, which is described in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that this lust is like a fire. Dushpurena anayinacha. It is always in the philosophical language, lust is compared to fire. That is why here also we find Agni Kama. Now Agni Kama, Kama means desire, and desire means fire. Now what is this fire? Fire means form. Kind of Sankhya philosophy, you know very well that earth is smell, touch is air. Like that, fire is form. Fire means form. Now Agni Kama means what? Agni Kama means to get attracted to the form. So to get attracted to the form, this attraction to the form of this world, that is passion. So it is explained that those whose mind is completely captivated by the mode of passion, that passion makes a person get attracted to the forms of this world, different forms of this world. Oh, I want to see this, I want to see him, I want to see her. So these different forms of this world, when somebody gets attracted to, and that attraction is actually considered to be attraction to the gold, other's property. So this Agni Kama, which cannot be satisfied, goes further as Katuraha, who is very much troubled. The example is given as a person who is feeling cold. When somebody goes to a forest during, especially during the winter time, he feels a lot of cold. Because the whole description now, whatever is going on, is the description about a merchant who has gone to the forest. When a merchant has gone to the forest, especially in the night time, he feels very cold. So because of this, of the shivering and so much of cold, he is very much troubled. The word Katuraha is referring to the trouble which that merchant is experienced because of the cold. And a person who is very much affected by this cold, feeling the shivering of the cold, he feels, I should go and see some warmth. Now here goes the description. Katariva ulmukha pishacham. So the last word in this particular verse is ulmukha pishacham. So what is the meaning of this ulmukha pishacham? Ulmukha pishacham means sometimes in the village, I don't know how many of us have no experience of village, but I used to stay near a village. So I used to go and spend a lot of time in the village. You find sometimes in the field, in the night time, there is some kind of light, very strange light. And next day morning, we all children sometimes will go and tell, yesterday I saw a ghost. But actually it is not ghost. It is actually a kind of a light which comes because of the marshy land. It produces some kind of gas. And the gas which passes through the air, it seems to be like in a phosphorescent light, like Prabhupada says, phosphorescent light, and is known in English as will-o'-the-wisp. So this kind of thing is very rarely seen in this in the city, but in the villages, in the forests where there are marshy lands, some fields, it can be seen. In the villages, generally people, they talk about, oh, I saw a ghost yesterday. But actually it is not the ghost which they saw. The thing which they saw is this thing, the phosphorescent light. This is the ulmukha pishacham. The word ulmukha pishacham has been really described as, because actually it is not pishacha. It is ulmukha, it is understood to be pishacha. And they talk about it, like, oh, I saw a ghost. And especially those if you go to a village, then they do so much talk about pishacha. Oh, yesterday I saw a ghost. It is actually not the ghost which they saw. Of course, there are many people who really, really see the real ghosts also. But generally most of the people who see this thing, and then they confuse with the ghost. And still in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is explained about this pastime in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one person who came and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, I saw Krishna dancing on Kaliya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. And told, later on he came to know, he told him it is actually not Kaliya, it is a boatman who had a light and the boat because of the waves it was going up and down. It is not Krishna. So this is illusion. One way of explaining illusion is this thing. People think that, oh, this is a nice wonderful ghost. Let me go and accept that ghost because it's very much shining. Even if you want to get attracted to ghost and want really get that ghost, still there is problem. If you don't get also, there is problem. And if you get or don't get, in both the situations also there is problem. So ultimately there are three problems. That is what is explained in the entire prasanga of this chapter. Three problems. What are they? You get, you don't get. And thirdly, you are expecting to get. In all the three situations there is problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while explaining to Sanatana Goswami, he explains the condition of a person in the material world. The condition of a person in the material world is of suffering. And what is the condition? What is the suffering? Hladakari, tapakari, mishra. Hladakari, tapakari, mishra. It is not just happiness and misery. Happiness, misery, and expectation of misery or happiness. Now here, a person who is actually suffering, he is thinking, oh, now I am going to get it. Actually he is suffering. And the suffering is covered with the expectation that I am going to become happy. That is more miserable. So that is what is the situation which the gold makes to us. As soon as somebody possesses gold, or as soon as somebody doesn't possess gold, as soon as somebody expects the gold to come, in all three conditions he is suffering. And this suffering is so horrible that it makes him suffer more. It makes him suffer more. So gold or attachment to these objects, it doesn't actually make a person just surrender to Krishna. So one of the most important aspects of the particular chapter is explained in the first verse of this chapter is that somebody may argue that Maya is Krishna's energy. So let us surrender to Maya. Let us surrender to Maya and let whatever Maya does, let me be happy with that. But actually, nobody can be happy by surrendering to Maya. That is the essence of the entire chapter. Because Krishna has instructed Maya to give suffering to the conditioned soul. So Maya, in spite of not willing to give suffering, she has to give because it is Krishna's order to her. So by surrendering to Maya, nobody can become happy. One has to take shelter of Krishna. Now, somebody may argue that, no, suffering is here. When I go to some other house, suffering is not there. When I go to some other country, suffering will not be there. No, when I go to another planet, suffering will not be there. No. The entire rest of the fifth canto is just this description. You go to anywhere, even if you go to Brahma's planet, so there is an elaborate description about different planetary systems. Wherever you go, suffering is there. It is the same story. It is the same old story. Just by shifting my flat or shifting my job, things are not going to change. Until unless one surrenders to Krishna, in this way, Sthitir Vaikuntha Vijayaha. When somebody is suffering in this world, that is a victory for Krishna. Krishna smiles. You are thinking, hey, why are you telling like this, Prabhuji? When I am suffering, Krishna smiles? Yes. Because at that time, there is an opportunity for us to understand that Maya cannot give me any happiness. I have to surrender to Krishna. So the purpose of the entire purpose of this chapter is this. Srila Prabhupada has, if you hear his lectures, 70 to 80% of his lectures contains this topic only. How this material world is miserable, so you surrender to Krishna. Daiviyesha gunamai mamaya durattaya. How this durattaya, the word durattaya which is Krishna has told in the Bhagavad Gita, has been explained in this forest of material enjoyment. Like Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also says, the forest, he also says, yatate moha kalilam buddhir vetitarishyasi tata grantasi nirvedam shrotavya sutayasya cha. Once whose mind has crossed over, like this mati has been used, once mind has crossed over the dense forest of delusion, that person, he has understood, even though if I follow Vedic enjoyment, moha kalilam there refers to Vedic enjoyment, karmakanda. Even if I follow karmakanda, even if I follow Veda for enjoyment of matter, still there is no opportunity for enjoyment because Maya is meant to give trouble. Why? Because of my illusion. That is what Vyasa saw. Vyasa, in his realization, after hearing instructions of Narada, he went into Samadhi. In Samadhi, Bhakti Yoga Namadhi, Samyak Pranite Male, Apashyat Purusham Purnam, Tad Mayam Tadvashrayam. And he saw the Supreme Lord in Maya. And then what did he see? He saw. Yaya Sammohito Jeeva Atmanam Trigunatakam Paropi Manute Anartham Tatkritam Chavipadyate. Vyasa saw the entire difficulties the living entities are experiencing in this world. He is actually seeing. It is Pashyat, the word is being used, Pashyat. It is not Vyasa is describing. That is why Vyasa's descriptions in the Bhagavata, in the Puranas, they are known as Akhyanas, means he is actually seeing and describing. He is actually writing. So though Sukadeva Goswami Parikshit Maharaj, so many conversations are happening, it is the realization of Vyasa that how the living entity is suffering in this world. So the suffering of the living entity in this world is actually a very important subject matter for all of the devotees to discuss. Now somebody may say, what it has got to do with the glory of Krishna? Yes. The discussion of the suffering of the living entity in this material world is also one of the glories of Krishna. Because he has designed this material world to give us suffering. And when we are suffering, that means the will of Krishna is heralded. The will of Krishna has been established, so it is a victory of Krishna. If somebody is miserable, it is a victory of Krishna. So devotees actually become very happy when they see somebody suffering. You may say, we are paradukkha dukhi. Yes, we are paradukkha dukhi because when somebody understands that he is miserable, we become so happy that at least he has understood that. Now there is an opportunity for him to pick up Krishna consciousness. So in this chapter, especially that Tolmukha Pishacham is a very significant word. Pishachi means ghost. Though if you see that there is some kind of ghost which can give me some wonderful thing, still there is problem. And if you get that ghost, still there is problem. Like you know the story of a ghost. There is one person who prayed, "Oh Lord, give me some wealth." The Lord appeared. Then the Lord told that, "What do you want?" He told, "I am so lazy, I want some servant." The Lord told, "Okay, I will give you some one special ghost." But the only problem with the ghost is what? You have to give some engagement constantly. Then he told, "Okay, very good. He can do all service." "Yes, very good." And the ghost came. Then what did the ghost do? He told, "Any service?" He told, "Get me water from the well." Immediately it was got. Oh. Then this person told, "Now give me some engagement." "No, take some rest." No, "I'll eat you if you don't give me engagement." Then he told, "Okay, dig the well." He just went and came back. "The well has been dug." "Then what to do?" "Go and plow the fields." "He just came in few minutes. All the fields are plowed." "What to do?" "Now this person," he told, "now the ghost is coming. I am going to eat you now. Give me some engagement." So then this Brahmin was intelligent. He told the ghost, "You have a big pole is there. Put oil on top of it and try to climb over it." He was trying to climb. And the ghost was going up and coming down, climbing. It was going on. So this mind is actually a ghost. And it requires engagement. If it is not engaged properly, then the mind will swallow the entire consciousness. So that is why engagement in Krishna consciousness, especially the chanting, some people say, "Proji, what is the same mantra again and again?" So this is the engagement for the ghost of the mind. By which, when you go on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the mind is peaceful, it comes to mode of goodness, at least. And then, it is not attracted to any the illusory things of this world. And then, peacefully one can think of going back home, back to Godhead. One comes to the mode of goodness, where knowledge can be revealed. So this particular section, which has been described here, to understand that and relish that, one need to be in mode of goodness. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. Person in mode of passion, even though knowing, he will not know. Pashyan napi pashyati. Na pashyati. Even though seeing, everybody is miserable, but still he goes. So that is why we should be very careful regarding this material world and give a lot of respect to Maya and then pray her that don't attack me. I am not interested in you. I am only interested in surrendering to Krishna, who is always victorious. Visitir Vaikuntha Vijayaha. So we stop here. Any comments or any questions, please? Mike. Okay, this mic can be given. Take this mic.
के लिए पांच छह माइक था, क्या हो गया सर? थैंक यू वेरी मच, नाइस क्लास. आई वांटेड टू टेक लिटिल फर्दर मोर ऑन दैट. दिस पीपल दे टॉक दैट हाउ दे कॉल यू इंटर्ड इन द क्राउन ऑफ महाराज परीक्षित. प्रभुपाद सेड कॉल यू डिड नॉट इंटर इन क्राउन ऑफ महाराज परीक्षित, कॉल यू इंटर्ड इन द माउथ ऑफ द ब्राह्मणा who curse Maharaj Parikshit.
Thank you Prabhuji. आज भागवत क्लास के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. प्रभु जी मैं भी एक बात शेयर करना चाहता हूँ. आपने गोल्ड के बारे में बहुत कुछ कहा और मैंने भी गोल्ड के व्यापारी को देखा है. गोल्ड के व्यापारी वो कोल्ड हो जाता है. कोल्ड का मतलब भयभीत रहता है, सिसकी भरता रहता है और कोल्ड होते होते ओल्ड हो जाता है. तो
बराबर है. ओके सो
एक्चुअली अर्लियर गोल्ड वॉज रियली यूज्ड.
यस,
पीपल यूज टू डू बैटर सिस्टम. यू नो द बार्बर कम्स digesting people, they would give grain by the means of transaction. Gold were rarely, and gold was not with everyone.
Yeah.
The rich people used to have that suffering of keeping the gold, not the, so the rest of population were very happy. They didn't have the kali with them.
That is true.
They had grain.
They had grain,
and
that is true.
They were happy. And same time today also, they have only rich people have so much money and they are suffering. They can't even eat two chapati. They very proudly say, oh, so, Prabhu, you know, I take only two chapati, four cup of tea and two chapati. What's the use of your so much wealth? You can't even eat. I don't get proper sleep. What can I do? So much gold.
Yes. Yeah,
Hare Krishna. You said that when people used to exchange gold for some object, that they got purified compared to nowadays when they use paper money.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the principle. How does that work? How do they get purified by exchanging gold?
It is like economics like this. Now, what is the meaning of inflation? Inflation means the value of the rupee is going down. That is called inflation. Because, why it is happening? Because there is no real transaction of gold. Suppose, for example, 1 kilo of gold is worth, say, 100 rupees. Now you print one more 100 rupees showing the same gold. What will happen? The value of that 100 rupees has become 50 rupees. It is a little bit economics here. So in this way, the whole world is facing a problem of inflation. It is because of printing more notes than the permitted gold value. When you go on printing notes, because when the government sees, there is less money, they print more money, more notes, and that reduces the value of money, and that reduction of the value of money is called inflation. Because the standard of printing notes is actually gold. It is gold standard, international gold standards. That is why I specifically don't speak elaborately on this, because some knowledge of economics is required. So when there is real transaction of gold, then, for example, there is a kilo of rice. What is the worth of 1 kilo of rice? One day it is 30 rupees, one day other day it is 50 rupees. What is this? Why it's happening? Why farmers are committing suicide? It's a big subject matter which can give a Vedic point of view, Vedic observation of it. But essentially Prabhupada has already spoken about this particular point. We cannot discuss elaborately because some knowledge of economics is required for that. Okay. Yeah. Last.
Have to do with purification.
Yeah, purification. Like, for example, you take something from someone and in return you give something, what will happen? That karma is neutralized. That karma is neutralized. Especially when you give gold, anything given, it is purified. Suppose you think this is mine and you give it. Object is purified, consciousness is purified. Now everybody is trying to grab. That is, inflation is there. So purification here means your attachment for that thing is gone. That is called purification. That happens. When you give something, it is purified. That is how the Vedic system is. That is why people in the Vedic system, they are always trained to give, not to always grab and then hold things. When you hold and keep it, sangraha, dana sangraha, will make a person more and more greedy. That greed will reduce when you give. That's what it is.
Tyagat santim adigacchati. Tyagat santim adigacchati. The same principle he is using, what is said in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12. You know, this one is higher than that one is higher than that, and finally, the vairagya or tyagya, or giving up. And by giving up, one obtains the peace. And he is saying that you get purified. Once you are purified, then you are peaceful. When you hold it, you are suffering. You release it, you will be happy. I give a gross example. When you get constipation, you have problem, mental problem, disturb. When your stomach is clean, you feel happy. So clean that gold. Clear it up. Yes, that's why a scripture describes about giving. You give charity, and he made a good point. In that giving, people were so loving. Nowadays they don't understand. But love exchange, Rupa Goswami said, dadati prati granati. You know, give something, take something. Somebody giving something to you, you are giving something. By giving, he getting purified, and you giving him, you are getting purified. But today, we want to only take. And don't give. 1 rupee object, he wants to sell for 10 rupees. He wants to take 9 rupees from him. So where are you giving? There is no purification.
Yeah.
That is becoming, mind is becoming dirty.
Yes.
But if 1 rupee thing, if you give 25 paisa, that's giving. You become purified. That's why I'm making a point.
In my childhood, I have really seen this thing. When the sabjiwala used to come to her house, When somebody asks what is the rate, they would never tell that. You take whatever you want to give. I have seen it with my eyes. There was no, if that sabjiwala would go to some other house who are very poor, they would say, you take it, whatever you can give. If you don't want to give, no problem. That was the conscience of the people. Even in my childhood, I have seen this thing.
Even for education, there is no charge.
Yeah.
Nowadays, even our devotee going to Kirtan somebody's house, they charge. Very purification. All will go in hell. The charge. Now they are doing so in Bhagavad Katha, and the charge 1 lakh, 2 lakh. Very purification. There is no purification in that. The love exchange is not measured by the price. Love means love. Has no price. That purifies people.
Okay. And Rashi and Bhagavad is already time for it. Okay. Yes.
If someone gives gold to other, he will be purified, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. But what about the person who accepts the gold?
He should also give it to someone. He said, pass the buck. Yeah, he should give it to Narayana.
If you have gold, give to me.
Yeah.
We will distribute some books.
Yes. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.